The U.S. International Trade Commission, or ITC, has agreed to investigate claims by U.S. Steel that China broke the law to corner the international steel market with a flood of cheap exports. In a statement, the Pittsburgh-based company and major Northwest Indiana employer alleges China, quote, engaged in collusion, theft, and fraud to drive down other nations' steel prices, causing thousands of layoffs in the U.S. They want the ITC to recommend a total ban on Chinese steel imports. So it's not just steel workers who are watching the case closely. It's the companies that buy raw steel. Indiana Manufacturers Association Vice President Andrew Berger says in an email that cheap steel can be good for companies' bottom lines. But he writes, quote, all manufacturers benefit from supply stability and as few distortions in the market as possible. He thinks this investigation will help achieve that. The probe could take as long as a year and a half to complete. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in West Lafayette.